That excites me. Deanna Lorraine, Shots Fired, coming soon for premium users. Go to redvoicemedia.com/premium and sign up. She's going to be featured at stupeters.com, part of Roar Nation. She's been keeping an eye on Klaus Schwab and all of his sycophants, billionaire transhumanist elites, the globalists that all get together every year. They literally plan things out. They have this meeting at Davos, which just concluded. Deanna Lorraine, of course, is all over this, and she joins us now. So what happened this year?
Well, there's nothing suspicious at all about all the world's billionaires meeting together to plan the fate of the world, right? Nothing suspicious about that. And by the way, I love Klaus Schwab. I mean, he's the most evil man, but you couldn't, like, picking him for a movie about a dystopian villain, it's like straight out of Central Casting. He's got that thick German accent, almost cosplay, fake. He's from Germany. He's got the bald head like Dr. Evil. Yeah. And this is the guy that's behind all of this, behind Davos 2020, the World Economic Forum, and the Great Reset, who orchestrated it. So be that as it may, Davos is a huge meeting.
Right? Didn't the guy write the book?
Yes, he literally wrote the book, COVID-19, The Great Reset.
And didn't Bill Gates announce to the world that only 500 million people should be living on planet Earth and that he wants to depopulate? And didn't he have something to do with these injections that are now doing just exactly that? That people are rushing out to get this thing that this guy is behind. He told you, I want to kill all of you. Here, go inject this thing that I've created.
Yeah. Right. It's like all the world's arsonists coming together for a big fire safety summit.
And then everybody gets surprised when the smoke alarms go off.
Right. It's hilarious that it's so sad and tragic and that so many people don't even know about it. All the world's billionaires come together for this meeting called Davos. It happens once a year in January, where basically they plan the fate of the world, okay? They act like they're just, you know, on trend and everything, but really they're actually orchestrating what's going to happen for the rest of the world for the rest of the year. And then the World Economic Forum usually happens in the summertime to kind of give a checkup on how their goals are. So this is what happens. They just concluded their annual Davos meeting this past week. And of course, all the Central Casting billionaires were there. Klaus Schwab, Fauci, we had Bill Gates there. We had Xi Jinping from China there. Everybody, John Kerry, all the best buddies and the best billionaires were there as they normally are. So some of the key highlights are, number one, of course, COVID and the vaccine rollout and where we go from here. So they were orchestrating what the new plans are for COVID, how they're going to continue their vaccine rollout with their goal of immunizing the entire world, including babies, and where they go from here in this next year. And it was funny, actually, with some of the people. A constant thing that was said was planning for the next pandemic, what we're going to do in the next pandemic. And yet a couple people even had some Freudian slips. They would say, when the next pandemic might possibly be coming and we might need to be prepared for it. As if we don't already know that this is part of the agenda.
Yeah, you know, like monkeypox, they have the semi-trailer spilled and a bunch of monkeys were running around. That's weird, right? Smallpox, they've been talking about Marburg, already a couple of cases suspiciously picked up. Where? In China. Oh, strange.
No, and it's so funny that they plan all of this out. And people don't think, if they want to just know how the next year and the next 5 years are going, this is the agenda. Go to the World Economic Forum. Go to the Davos. It literally has an agenda, Davos 2022. And that's what you're going to look at. That's what the plan is for us, useless eaters, okay? Another big theme this year was the Great Reset, navigating the Great Reset and what they're going to orchestrate with that. So we all know what the Great Reset is. It's going to be basically us useless eaters getting pushed further down. And it really is the great wealth distribution.
Yeah, the new
greatest
world order.
Wealth redistribution in history. That's what the Great Reset is. And number three is climate change and how they're going to get to net zero as quick as possible and how the companies are going to get involved in that. And then the fourth big theme was orchestrating a new social contract. And the new social contract is AKA socialism in disguise. And it's not a new social contract for the rich. It's the new social contract for everybody else, all the useless eaters, all the plebs. And the premise behind orchestrating a new social contract is that they believe that COVID-19 illustrated just how inequitable society is and created an even greater divide between the rich and the poor. So everybody else has to take COVID-19 as an opportunity to redistribute our wealth and to close that gap between the rich and the poor. We all need to be kinder to everybody and realize the lack of opportunities people have.
Yeah.
And one example of it, by the way, is getting a vaccine. If you don't get a vaccine, you are bad. You're breaking a new social contract, because by you not getting a vaccine, you are inequitable to those people.
So I just got
to
ask you, is there punishment or sanctions or disciplinary action or criminal repercussions for violating this social contract? Should people be held accountable?
Of course there's going to be violations and punishments for violating
the social contract. Got to hold people accountable. So how are they planning to do that?
Well, first through the microchips, the digital technology that they're planning on rolling out. Secondly, through jobs. A big part of this was also partnering with the private sector and businesses and corporations. What they have found, and again, this is a big premise that they've based a lot of this on, is what they say is businesses are more trusted than governments. Here's how the private sector is stepping up. So they've discovered that people trust their businesses and their CEOs more than they trust their governments and their president, like Joe Biden. So they're partnering. They've learned how to partner with the businesses, with the CEOs, to make sure that they are the ones that are the role models, rolling out the vaccines and rolling out these equitable solutions. So what you're going to see is more and more companies that are implementing what they call ESG metrics, which are environmental, social, and government metrics. And that's why you're going to see more companies hiring people based on whether they're Black, trans, or woman, and not based on the actual quality or their criteria. And people are going to get fired if they step outside the line. It's all going to be a bunch of affirmative action and critical race theory all over the companies now. And you're going to expect the CEOs to be in charge of pushing those vaccines and pushing this critical race theory in all of the companies across the board, because people trust their CEOs more and look up to them instead of their own president.
Yeah, so they're just empowering the anti-white agenda is what they're doing, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah,
empowering the anti-white agenda. And they're so excited that all their major companies and corporations are coming on board for this.
So funny that the anti-whites are all old white men with one foot in the grave, with somebody just pounding down the door. They can't wait to take over for them. It's not going to be long before these chips, by the way, are able to deliver like some sort of an electronic shock to your brain if you step out of line. I mean, this is sick. This is what's happening. They're telling you that it's happening right out in the wide open. And you're talking about elites. Look at this Justin Trudeau. He's what, triple vaccinated, double boosted. He's had like all 6,000 or 7,000 shots that are available now from Pfizer. And now that the truckers are headed his way, he first went on holiday. But that was, everybody's like, well, wait a minute. This guy's going on vacation. Of course he is. Now he's just going full mockery. I've had all these shots, but I've got COVID-like symptoms. So I'm going to follow the protocol and I'm going to go quarantine, and I'm not going to be able to come out for 5 to 45 days or 5 years or whatever it is. And then he says, hashtag get vaccinated.
Right.
It's just full mockery. They're rubbing it right in your face. All the things that are wrong with that statement and that picture, and we know exactly what this is. He's running from accountability because these truckers, 500,000 of them from all over North America, from Mexico, from the United States, from Canada, all over the place, are converging on Ottawa, on that government who has now taken a complete vacation, all of them, including Justin Trudeau. But where is Klaus Schwab going to hide? Tony Fauci had to come back from Davos. Where's he hiding? These people need to be indicted, tried, and fried. More from Deanna Lorraine as she has all the goings on. I'm sorry, I'm out of time here. I got to get going. But Deanna Lorraine, go to DeannaLorraine.com or StuPeters.com, where you can find her upcoming show. And that starts next week at StuPeters.com, part of the Roar Nation. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.